Don't miss a minute of Waddle and Sylvie at Home. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Hey, girl.
Cringe when you hear that now, or do you just laugh?
I laugh at you laughing. That's what I like. I like it. No matter how stupid it is or how weird I sound, I just like that it makes you laugh. And when I hear you, every day I've been back in the First Midwest Bank studio, I've heard you giggle during that point, and it makes me happy. And I'm proud. I'm proud I can provide that.
Hey, girl.
Like I said,
it just takes me back. I can just see you
doing these Valentine's. I was playing a persona. I was playing one of those, reality star personas.
It was well played.
332-3776 is our phone number to get in. There is a lot of stuff to get to, but Waddle, he's been chomping at the bit, and he knows that I don't love to do the show in the office before the show, so he's been anxiously awaiting my reaction to something that happened last night.
I was listening to Cap and Jonathan this morning, and I thought they were even arguing about this as they went to break, about Javi Baez coming up at whatever time in the game last night and hitting left-handed as the left fielder from the Mets was pitching in a game that was long decided. And I just was like, there's no doubt you were standing in front of your television last night, fully aroused, watching Javi hit left-handed.
My chubby, really?
Yes, fully aroused.
You think so?
From a baseball perspective, of course. Fully aroused, watching Javi on the... Look, you're the guy that loves... And I'm not passing judgment here, by the way. I don't care.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You do. You're going to rip me if I confirm that you're right.
No, I'm not going to rip you the same way I don't rip you when you love all of these choreographed celebrations in the end zone and you love a good bat flip.
And I like a good number change. A listener and I are going back and forth and he's like, this is stupid. It's just going to create chaos with the number changes. And I'm like, it's cool. I like it.
See,
Nothing wrong with it.
Like, just because I'm not fully aroused watching a choreographed celebration in an end zone doesn't mean that I'm not okay with it. It just doesn't float my boat. But I'm cool with it if it's something that brings us... Look, you're smiling right now. You're all teeth right now.
So he's like, I'm lefty.
Like, I was laughing my ass off listening to Cap and Jonathan argue about it earlier. Because Cap was like, oh, it was so cool. Like, it was so much fun. And Jonathan was like, why don't you get your crappy batting average up over 200 before we start wasting at bats? I just thought it was a really good conversation. And I was just sitting, thinking to myself... Sylvie had to be. Mason, get in here. Javi's hitting left-handed.
I woke him up. I woke him up for the moment.
Here.
Yes, I woke both kids up.
Oh, Javi's going to hit left-handed, guys.
Let me take you through it all here because, it's like, can we all agree, too, that we need more Mets? Like, it's fun to play the Mets right now for whatever reason. I don't get DeGrom. He elected to pitch after the Cubs series.
And why not? He's scared. You guys have you've tattooed their pitchers.
He doesn't want to face switch hitter Javi.
Especially with you, in full attendance.
So, we were watching a lot of the sporting events together. We went to go see our good buddy JD last night. We were hanging out. We were watching. We had the Cubs on. We had the Hawks on. Yes. We turned the Bulls off very quickly.
Yeah, they were down 30.
It was not a 3-TV night because you looked at the Bulls game and you're like, oh, one of these again, huh? Yeah. So it was two sporting events, but then the Javi stuff happened well after we were both at home,
correct,
including this to get you really, this was, this sort of
are
got you going
be okay?
a little bit.
Are you going to be okay? Yeah, do you need a separate office?
I am wearing tighter joggers than normal, too. So
you
I
did. Are.
And the Cubs unloading at Wrigley.
Didn't pull off that one.
talked about the potential in that big swing. He said over and over and over again with Javi Baez, if you leave a breaking ball in the strike zone, you are asking for trouble.
Yeah.
So it's a slow build because, like, every run was like...
But if you throw a slider low and outside, you're golden. I mean, like, I mean, if you hang a curveball to Javi Baez, you should be in baseball jail.
And
you should go to a place where you have to stay for a week.
Why do you got to ruin the buzz right now? All right, we're talking about the guy. You know, we could get to that and break down his faults and everything like that.
I don't want to do that.
But so it was like they finally scored some runs. Yeah. They're getting it. All these runs are coming through. The Mets are helping. It's fantastic. And then that was like the big bomb. And then you're like, all right,
yeah,
turning point. And then you're like, all right, okay, what's Javi going to do now to sort of
one up
himself,
baby.
Ice the cake.
Is Javi going to hit left or right?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's done this before. If you've ever seen him take BP left-handed, he's got a real good-looking swing.
Well, I've seen him hit in the game left-handed, right? I mean, once or twice. Cincinnati.
I think in situations like this, yeah.
He is a natural lefty. Not natural left-handed hitter, but naturally left-handed. In the air, out towards left center. And Smith will pull it down.
Still impressive. Courtesy of Marquee Sports Network.
Listen,
right there.
I think he could hit a home run left-handed. Like, I am impressed.
I bet you.
Oh, if that could, caught the wind, that was gone.
It was gone. But he could also strike out, you know, I mean, with
equal opportunity.
Yeah, right.
Why you got to bring up the faults again?
We're
swagging finally.
Oh, we are.
How long have we waited for a little swag?
I was the one telling you guys, as everyone's dauber was down a while ago, Jesse and I have this funny little text exchange every now and again that Javi was on pace for 42 home runs and 130 driven in.
And 305 strikeouts.
Right.
True, but I was accentuating
that
the positive.
Record. That's the Jameis Winston there, isn't that? Wouldn't that be the equivalent to Jameis Winston's 30-30 season?
I know you kids in your video games and your Switches and your TikToks and all that kind of stuff. You love
What's a Switch?
This Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, I just told you 2 days ago. Yeah,
and whatever it is, and your Travis Scott.
Come on,
Cal,
you know what it is.
Your Astro Worlds and whatever.
Adults, I don't have children.
I'm going to be the old guy in the room. You hit a grand slam and you come up against our left fielder and you're not, who do you think you are, Larry Bird? You're going to play a game left-handed? I'm plunking you. I'm sorry.
Oh, really? Look at you.
If you think,
Fred Huebner has entered the chat.
If you think that after hitting a grand
slam,
off
of Javi now.
You're going to come up and bat. It wouldn't be anybody. Anybody comes up and wants to bat one-handed, left-handed, using their offhand. What's this guy's name? Luis Guillorme? I'm hitting you.
He's got a great beard, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, and that beard's going to hit Javi right in the face.
Okay, so now...
You haven't even gotten my reaction,
That's what I was going to say. I need to... Again, I just want you to know, like, I don't care. I'm just predicting what your excited response is. And also with the backdrop of this, I think that you are treating your Cubs team in the right manner. You're not getting overly excited about 16 runs. You want to see them go through a stretch of 7 or 8 games where they're consistently hitting. Not one day where they put 10 up and another day they put 1 up. So I know
you. Can I get a 35-run week where they score 5 runs per game? Not by scoring 12 one day and 2 the next.
Correct. But in this moment... My prediction is you were fully aroused, baseball.
Your prediction would be absolutely wrong.
Come on.
Wrong. Absolutely wrong. Now, I'm not with Hoodie, and I certainly do not rage against this. I am not celebrating. Are you kidding me? The guy who is striking out over 30 times, I'm going to celebrate that he came up against a position player to hit lefty. This is sort of like fine. But I don't mind it, and here's why. Here's why, like Hoodie said, you ruined an at-bat. You have a chance to get better. It happened against a position player, first of all, so it's not a real position.
I agree.
You know how I feel about Javi. I feel like Javi's at his best when he's swagging, when Javi doesn't care. He's one of these guys who benefits from just go out and have fun. Mm-hmm. And when he's thinking too much, when he's worried about the video that he's seeing or not seeing, when he's worried about the $180 million contract and if he flushed it down the toilet, when he's worried about a slump, he's not good. When Joe Maddon just says, hey, Javi, try not to suck, he's okay, because that's simple. He's a kid again who is playing baseball in Florida like he did in high school. That's what Javi does.
Listen to you, baseball therapist, Mark Silverman.
This is like my reaction to this is like their American Legion week. The stats showed you every time Joe did American Legion week, don't show up until an hour before the game. There's no batting practice. We're not overthinking. We're not going to scout. We're going to go up. We're going to get dressed, and we're going to play baseball. We're going to simplify it. I believe Javi's at his best when he's just swagging. And if he hit a grand slam and a blowout, fine. I'm not going to over-celebrate it, but it's good for Javi.
Yes.
And when Javi gets up and he hits left-handed, and that could fuel more fun, and maybe he can figure this out, I'm cool with it, but I'm not throwing a parade or waking up my kids or saying, hey, did you see that?
Look at you. You're all grown up now.
He's going to feel baseball right into his thighs.
The younger you.
Why would you want to hit him for that? It's a position player.
Yeah, it's exactly. You don't need to add insult to injury. You've already said
you gave up.
The
so
Mets
just
have
say.
Already thrown out the white flag, saying we've got a left fielder throwing at you right now. Why bat lefty?
Because I'm going to experiment too. You want to pitch? You don't normally pitch. I don't normally hit left-handed. I'm just going to hit left-handed and have a little fun. It's a game. It's a baseball game.
Yeah, I'm not bothered by it either. I'm with you too about it's not a. I heard Jonathan say as well. I don't fully agree that it's a wasted at bat, because if it was a pitcher, I'd be. Another thing, I would say, hey, you know what, work on your timing over here against a legitimate pitcher. But since it was a field, you know, a position player, I don't look at it as it was a missed opportunity for Javi to try and further the improvement of his swing. But there was a time when the younger you, maybe, that would have had you at full attention. No doubt.
Maybe, yeah. Well, but right now I'm down on them a little bit, so I'm not like going to celebrate.
I've seen you celebrate
15 run game.
Okay, but I've seen you celebrate a touchdown celebration.
Yes.
Despite the game being in, you know, fully out of reach anyway.
Well, I like to be entertained.
That's my point.
A flyout was okay. It's okay. I mean. I what did you think of it? 312-332-3776.
Throwing it, guys.
There's a guy on the phone too who believes he got a player thrown. Who is it? Who got thrown out last night? He thinks
it was two nights ago.
When
Walker was thrown out.
And it was that with the umpire, or
we'll talk to Julio
and
find out.
Yeah. We'll get to Julio. Did you mind Javi going lefty? Abdallah says he would throw at him. Waddle thought that I would celebrate it. I'm not
Pantless.
Celebrating it, but I'm not hating it either. I think whatever Javi needs to do to have fun again and to start swagging again like we know he can in 2019, the better. 3-3-2-3-7-7-6.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Following the death of his father, John Hinkle Sr., son John Jr., a two-time NCAA bowling champion, laced up to play one of the luckiest games of his life on April 12th. Using a ball that had been custom-made with the ashes of his late dad, the 39-year-old Western Illinois University bowler set out to bowl the perfect game as a tribute, bringing his brother Joe with him to their hometown alley. The Landmark Lanes in Peoria, Illinois. You
so
been there?
He's a leatherneck at Western.
Yeah.
So he whose ashes is in the bowling ball?
Dad. After the elder Hinkle died in 2016, John decided to honor his father by having the thumb hole of his ball filled with his dad's ashes. He's got a two-handed technique that allows for him only to use two fingers.
I was going to say, if you're filling the thumb hole with ashes, you only hold it. How could you hold a bowling ball without the thumb?
You got two fingers, and then you use a hand to position it instead of your thumb.
They call it the shocker.
Okay.
Really, Waddle?
Did you dump that?
From Kevin. He's a little evil.
Good try.
You know? But
does Kevin talk to you? Like, make a dirty joke.
Red rum.
And Kenneth is like, don't do that.
Red Rab.
Don't do that.
I think the other side of my neck is clean.
I mean,
for now.
Can I get back to the? Can I get back? Can I get back to the story about the heartfelt story about bowling?
Well, I want
to
ask you guys this. So he his dad's ashes bowling ball. He bowled a 300.
Yes.
Perfect game.
But this was in 16. He just bowled the perfect game now, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like
took him a while.
Well, yeah, I mean
he's been practicing.
Oh, good.
With other balls.
Yeah, are you telling people that if first you fail, stop doing it?
No, I think it's a good result.
If first you don't succeed, just give up.
And
I think that's what you're telling people.
We know Waddle, as if you go back in Waddle and Sylvie lore, Waddle wants to be stuffed when he passes. What do you guys
want? Dies is fine. You don't have to. I don't know why you shifted from dies to passes.
I don't know. Tact. So what do you guys...
how is that an exercise
you
in
guys,
tact?
Let me get to the question, damn it. What do you guys want to be made into when you die?
What do you mean made into?
So, like, this guy was made into a bowling ball.
I told you I want to be stuffed.
You want to be stuffed.
I'm just conventional. Just bury me.
That's it?
That's it.
Where?
In a cemetery.
Where?
Side-by-side plots?
We haven't talked about it.
Let me...
I heard them talking about this in the morning, about Cap had plots or didn't even
know. I didn't
know
that. I didn't hear this.
Him and his brother, I think. But, yeah, I don't like these conversations. I get really freaked out by it. That's the Netflix documentary and it's like...
Surviving death?
It is. What else don't we know besides death? Like, we know about most things.
I don't know what the NBA playoff rules are.
But they can like make you into a coffee cup so you can, you know, have coffee with your whoever every day.
Yeah.
You could be made into like
what
they
do
can press
you,
they could press you into a record. Oh, smoke me.
one time. That's it.
Whoa,
yeah,
time
roll
out,
me
time
into
out.
A blunt and smoke you
let,
me,
and you let that go through? Come on.
I mean,
yeah, why? Would you, yeah.
That's
yeah.
not yeah.
Were you not here for 420 the yeah. other day?
Yeah, I know, but...
Bleck, what about you? What do you,
Turn me into a lamp.
So you, this
put me
is
in the corner.
Is this a conversation that if we had to be turned into something...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
now,
put me in the corner. Yeah.
Or your significant other. I mean, would you want, you know...
Yeah.
Would you want to have, you know, coffee
why
with
a
your,
lamp, though, or why a coffee mug?
Like,
actually, I like coffee.
Coffee
mug is a good
coffee
idea.
With their
yeah.
significant other every yeah. day, and this way they get to keep the tradition.
Yeah, well, how about a wine glass, you know? Same thing as like a coffee cup, but so you know, yeah. drinks.
Why don't you just be an ashtray?
Aren't
that'd be cool?
Putting ashes into the ashtray.
Yeah, you're hanging out. You're part of the smoke. Part of the party. You're always going to be part of the party. A bong. No,
like into the ceramic bong. Like
yeah.
make a ceramic bong. And
yeah,
put
about a gummy.
Into... Well, then
no,
you're...
because
no,
then you're gone.
Gonna
you're going to
yeah.
eat it.
Yeah,
a gummy. Can't be something that you ingest, you goof. Anyway.
Even if you're not spending as much time in the car, don't miss a minute of Waddle and Sylvie at home. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
What do you want? Do you want cocaine, a snake bite, or a black bear chasing you?
So, like, if I had to choose one of the three things to have happened to me, I'm either coked up, I've got a snake bite, mm-hmm. or I've got a bear chasing me.
Oh, I'll give you a fourth choice. Would you like to be hit in the head with a flying turtle?
No, not that either.
The answer is cocaine.
I don't know why.
I don't want to get bit by a poisonous rattlesnake. I don't want to get mauled by a bear.
Well, it wasn't mauled by a bear.
No.
It was chased by a bear. There's a chance.
Have you seen me? I'm getting
mauled. If you're all hopped up on booger sugar, that bear ain't catching you.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah.
All right, so give me them all.
A booger sugar with a couple of cold ones?
We were just talking bears. Sugar. Let's start with the bear.
Okay. A jogger in Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park. You used to laugh as a kid when you'd talk about Grand Teton, didn't you? I know you. Like, you'd be in class, and I know you weren't paying attention because you've admitted
for
you
sure.
didn't pay attention. But when the teacher, you'd get to geography, and you'd go American geography, and she'd say, the Grand Tetons, you'd be in the back one. Weren't you?
for sure.
Yeah, I know you are.
There's like a Wisconsin rest area, too, that bong rest area. We used to giggle as we would pass
bong.
That, too.
It's the bong.
It's the bong rest area.
I got an underage drinking ticket at bong.
Did you?
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Were you, like, hammered?
Yeah, were no, you, why were you drinking problem. At a rest area?
That's the problem. It wasn't, that's no, a it's good the, point. No, it's, why a, were, it's a force recreation preserve. Area.
Recreation.
Oh, it's a recreation.
Yeah, and that's the problem, is I wasn't drunk. I'd had one beer, and they're like, if you blow on the breathalyzer and anything shows up, we can arrest you. And I said, write the ticket.
How much was it, like 5 hundo?
No, it was like 350, 360, yeah, something still, like that. Like,
wait, can they force you, like, they could give you a ticket for not
I was underage, so they're like, we can give you a drinking ticket, or we can give you a breathalyzer.
They catch you with a can of beer in your hand.
Yeah, exactly.
I would contest that. Can you go back in time?
You'd get arrested, because if you blew anything, if you blew a .000001.
What do you mean you'd contest it? You're underage.
I'm going to court, and I'm saying it's not within my rights that you test me. For whether I've had anything or not,
have a beer in your hand.
Yeah, you have the beer.
So oh, you had the beer in your hand.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
It wasn't just
an underage drinking ticket.
I thought they were going around testing underage people.
It wasn't in my hand, but it was like in like the chair I was sitting in.
Not my beer.
You think he was on a hike at the bong, you know, just nature like, hey, trail,
correct.
And they just pulled him over and said, hey, you look like you've been drinking, kid.
But I'm with you. Write the ticket. And then I take my chance.
I mean, I just paid the ticket. I wasn't going to go to court in Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
I'm going to read this to you again and act like you're in fourth grade or fifth grade or sixth grade again, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to read this to you. A jogger in Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park.
It wasn't a national park, what did you say?
Mr. Silverman, straighten up. A jogger in Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park. That's at the point where the teacher goes from being pissed to starting to laugh as well.
Yeah.
Because then everyone else is in it. You know Abdallah's laughing at that point. There's no question Abdallah's laughing. Chris has probably broken a little bit of a smile as well. He's harder to break than Abdallah. And at this point, we're all just belly laughing. A jogger in Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park captured video when he caught the attention of a bear that followed him down the trail. Evan Matthews wrote in a YouTube post that he was taking a casual run in the park and was about a half mile from his car when he noticed a bear was following him. It was Mitch.
So there was no chance that he was going to be accurate and find him.
Wasn't Mitch. Matthews captured videos showing the bear following him as he walked on the trail. He said he decided to walk instead of run to keep the bear from confusing him for prey. I don't care if you're hungry. I'm not your food, Matthews tells the bear in the footage. Matthews says he wanted to make it clear to the bear that he wasn't one of the predator's usual targets. I kept talking to it to show that I was a human and not to be mistaken for another animal, he said. He said the bear followed him for several minutes before wandering away. Quote, not all bear encounters are the same. In most cases, I've been able to just go around the animal, but this one was interested in me, so I had to change its mind.
So did he do the right thing? And this is always the good tip that I always forget about, depending on who you come in contact with or what you come in contact with. What is, you should not run from the bear, right? Or do you? Or do you yell and scream? And what do you do? What is the right thing to do? You don't know?
I don't know, no.
I think you want to be in the place where the bear is not.
It's a good point. Don't
right.
put yourself
I don't think
in the
you
bear.
Want to be where bears are. If you start running, the bear is going to be able to catch you.
Yeah.
Do you play dead then and then basically
you know what,
give yourself
would
up?
Would you play dead? Have you ever thought about that?
No, I don't think I would.
How long you could lay still?
And just sit there sweating and crying knowing that the bear claw is about to... the bear claw that you used to enjoy.
That's
you're
helpless.
You're going to get a bear claw where you don't want one, mister. Like, maybe the old adage that I used to suggest that you practice if you find yourself in a compromised situation is you act crazier
right.
than the crazy.
Right.
So you act crazier than the bear.
But
or you get
you
more
just
vicious
piss
than
the bear. Off, and then the bear wants to attack you.
You attack the bear.
Oh, hell no.
You go bite the bear. Let's go to California. A Southern California man is recovering after he was bitten by a rattlesnake when he tried to pick up the poisonous reptile
wow.
using barbecue tongs.
Like, you usually see these snake trainers have these long sticks that they can handle the snake
or,
with.
Or a barbecue tong.
No tongs.
Yeah.
No. You could turn your wiener over when it's on the grill, but not a rattlesnake in the middle of the forest. Hot dogs. All beef.
The man spotted the snake Saturday evening near his home in the Sycamore Creek community of Corona and was worried about it coming into contact with his children, according to a statement from the local animal services. When he tried to remove the rattler using the tongs, the snake struck him and bit him on the hand. The man, who was not identified, was treated at a hospital and later released. He told me that he was feeling remarkably well, said animal service spokesman John Welsh. Said he definitely felt that he had dodged a bullet.
Here's my question. You know me. I eventually want to...
Rattlesnake bites are painful and in rare cases can be fatal.
You think? You know me. I want to move out of here at one point because of the weather.
How's tomorrow sound?
I know. Thanks. Thanks, pal. You and Kevin can live together. It's the Waddle and Kevin show.
To say we're not already, bro. I mean, like, he's already paying rent.
But I hear these stories. If I move into California, if I move into Arizona, how often do you come in contact with, like, snakes like that?
Okay, did you see the video?
Is this often?
I think they're more... It happens more frequently than you probably would expect.
See, then that...
How about a scorpion as well?
I know. This all scares me. Now, new, just different problems.
Rocking you like a hurricane.
You're not dealing with snow. You're not dealing with the ice, but you're dealing with scorpions and snakes and spiders.
Rock you like a hurricane.
I know. You made an old school rock joke.
Oh, did you see the video of Jeremy Roenick picking up the rattlesnake in his? It was in his garage?
Yep.
He used a golf club to pin its head down. And only JR would reach down and grab the rattlesnake and then took it outside and threw it over his fence.
He's nuts.
Crazy.
In a good way. JR's nuts in a good way.
Yeah. One more animal story for you. Daytona Beach, Florida. It's not unusual for rocks and other debris to crash through a windshield and injure a driver or a passenger. But a turtle? A 71-year-old woman riding with her daughter on Florida's Interstate 95 suffered a forehead wound Wednesday when a turtle smashed through the windshield of their car, striking her. Daughter pulled over to get some help from another motorist. According to 911 recording, both were surprised what they found. There is a turtle in there, the man can be overheard saying. A turtle, the daughter exclaimed. An actual turtle.
That's incredible, because the shell's so hard. It broke right through the window?
The turtle was likely crossing the interstate and got knocked into the air by another vehicle and went through the windshield and cut her.
That's amazing.
Do you want the booger sugar story real quick?
Really quick, yes.
Cocaine charge for a man with powdered nose. North Carolina arrestee, 30, left a bit of drug evidence in clear sight. North Carolina man who cops found with a powdered nose is behind bars on drug possession and other charges following a confrontation last Tuesday. I guess the guy walked up and was threatening to hurt people, and he had booger sugar all over his
nose. They're like, you're...
And they said, well, we're taking you in for drug issues. It's sort of like the Abdallah thing.
Right, at the Barton Rec area.
Yeah.
312-332-3776 if you want to react. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up. The Bulls, are you worried? The Blackhawks, do they have a chance? Those two things next.